This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. And I have on the line with me now, Kay Ajith, Director of Transport Research for Asia at UOB Kay Hian. Good morning, Ajith. Let's take a look at Singapore Airlines because they just released their operating results for August. Now, they recorded a huge decline in their latest traffic figures. It's the lowest in 4 years, a 6.8% decline. Is demand weakening in the region? Is this a signal that we can read into?
Well, there's two ways to actually look at this. It could be that there is a general weakness in demand due to rising unemployment. The other possibility is that SIA is facing greater competition from other carriers, international carriers, who have been adding capacity as well. So at this stage, we do not know what is the reason. But essentially, what we will be looking out for over the next 2 weeks or so is to compare SIA's traffic growth versus Changi Airport's throughput. So if SIA's passenger throughput as a percentage of Changi's throughput falls, then it goes to show that SIA is facing greater competitive pressures. On the contrary, if the market share remains constant, then it does suggest that the overall demand for travel is weakening.
How have load factors and yield in the airline industry generally performed within this region, Ajith?
Well, of course, so guys, SIA's short-haul full-service carrier subsidy, subsidiary company. So in that sense, SIA's longer haul routes are more impacted by competition rather than Silk Air. Silk Air's load factors have historically been lower than that of SIA. But Silk Air's profitability in terms of yields and in terms of yields have been higher than SIA's. But essentially what it goes to show is that SIA is facing greater competition and demand destruction on longer haul routes. Silk Air, on the other hand, has a steadier demand on shorter haul traffic. So essentially when there is economic slowdown and so forth, travelers prefer to fly shorter haul because it's cheaper. So in that sense, Silk Air is less impacted compared to SIA.
Now, is this a sign of turbulent times ahead for Singapore Airlines specifically, or is this across the sector?
I think in this case, it is more so for SIA. It is because we were kind of surprised by the decline in load factors. And year-to-date load factors were 78%, which was higher than our initial estimate of 79%. So what we did was we cut our traffic growth estimates, and by doing so, we happen to lower our net profit. So it is more pertaining towards SIA in this instance. But we also cut for our estimates for Cathay, but that's more due to the fact that they are facing yield pressures.
There's also news of the outbreak of the Zika virus in Singapore. Has this also impacted travel to the city-state?
At this stage, we do not know when Zika was first announced. I think it was in late August. So, and SIA's numbers wouldn't have shown the impact of Zika, mainly because airlines, the passengers book forward, and SIA's numbers would probably show forward bookings. And in late August, I doubt there would have been much cancellations. So essentially, we will probably see the impact of Zika from September's numbers. But I don't think there's going to be much decline in traffic for now, for September.
What about the traffic numbers at Changi Airport? Do you foresee that declining as well?
Well, Changi Airport's numbers are determined by two factors. One, it is visitor arrivals by air. The other is essentially resident movements, Singaporeans or folks who stay in Singapore traveling outside of Singapore. So resident movements have been slowing down quite a bit for the past 2-3 months or so. But visitor arrivals have been rising, and that is mainly because of higher visitor arrivals from China. So a key determinant would be if visitor arrivals from China, if that continues to rise, then overall Changi Airport's throughput will rise. But I suspect the Chinese visitor arrivals to Singapore is going to slow down, mainly because the Chinese carriers are adding a lot more capacity to other hubs, especially towards Australia.
And how does the falling traffic volume impact earning estimates for the in-flight catering arm SATS?
Yeah, SAT derives its earnings from providing meals for SIA and various other airlines operating out of Changi, and it also performs ground handling for various carriers out of Changi. It has 80%, roughly about 80% market share for providing in-flight catering and for ground handling and so forth. So if Changi Airport's volume in terms of flights handled slows down, that would impact SATS. Alternatively, if the volume of the passenger throughput slows down in terms of SATS, the proportion of meal served would be affected. So that is a concern. However, as of yet, we do not have sufficient data to determine whether if SATS is being impacted. But as I said, if Changi Airport's throughput numbers continue or show some sign of weakness, then there is a strong likelihood that SATS' earnings could also be impacted.
Your only buy call in the aviation sector is Singapore Tech Engineering. Is this stock shielded from the negative factors that we just talked about, like Zika and the lower traffic volume?
Yeah, you know, ST Engineering is a diversified engineering company, one of the biggest in Southeast Asia. And it's got very, operates in various segments, aviation, marine, land systems, and electronics, and so forth. It's very big in geographically. It's also well diversified. It's big in US as well. So it has got less direct exposure to Singapore compared to SATS or even SIA and so forth. And it's an engineering firm, and so the dynamics are different. So for ST Engineering, it's basically a more diversified play, and it's got existing order book, so it's not going to be affected by, you know, the Zika virus. In fact, it's looking to, well, it's offered solutions for, you know, environmental engineering to clean up the environment and so forth. So it's different.
Ajith, what is your outlook for the industry? Do you think that the falling fuel costs resulting from the slump in crude oil prices could possibly be a boost for the sector?
Well, it is actually debatable, but I think that a steep decline in fuel prices is not positive for airlines. It's counterintuitive, mainly because, firstly, airlines would have hedged certain portions at higher levels, and airlines in general will benefit from lower fares. And there's some demand stimulation that takes place once fares are low. But yields now are very close to 2009 lows. So an ideal situation is where fuel prices stabilize or rise very gradually, and with that yields, which is basically the average ticket prices expressed on a kilometers basis, that also rising. And if that happens, then airlines' cash flow would improve. Right now, the main problem that a lot of airlines have is that yields are very low for most full-service carriers. AirAsia Berhad, which is the LCC, is the one sole exception that we can think of.
Thanks for speaking with us. That was K. Ajith, Director of Transport Research Asia at UOB Kay Hian. And now, Ibrahim Saini speaks to Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.